Federal CFOs, chief financial officers, are singing the theme song from the old TV show The Jeffersons. They are moving on up and out of the bean counter house. Is that what George Jefferson said? A new exclusive survey by
It was to the east side.
To the east side, yeah. Well, a new exclusive survey by Federal News Radio looked at CFOs east, west, north, and south, and how they're using data, managing risk, and continually being the catalyst to find efficiencies. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with analysis and details on the new survey. It's part of our week-long multimedia series, The Rise of the Money People. Financial management moves front and center. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. I knew you were a big Jeffersons fan. That's why, you know, we had to put that in there.
That was a breakthrough show, actually, in many ways.
There you go. And, just like CFOs are breaking through.
Yeah, so you talked to a good baker's dozen or so, about 15 CIOs, a good sample. And what did they tell you, essentially?
Well, I think it's a mix of things. I think priorities, when we talk priorities, let's start there. The one is that was way ahead of everything else was the idea of finding efficiencies in your agency in light of sequestration budget cuts, 80%. So that was their top priority. Others said that, you know, reducing and recovering improper payments and moving to actually to a financial management shared service providers was their top priority. But long and hold, throughout the whole survey, the common theme I can point to is not just finding efficiencies, but how they're going about finding efficiencies. And I think that's where both the data and the risk-based decisions are coming in. And that's what the communication seems to be, that the CFOs are not so much just counting the numbers, but they're using the data to help their agency do better, to make better decisions.
Based on the survey, can you say, what is the biggest thorn in the side of these CFOs?
There's, I think, a host of challenges that obviously they face in every agency, no matter where you are in the CX suite. I think one of the things that stood out to me is, yes, they're making better decisions, but the tools and the training is still not there. In fact, a secondary top priority that ranked second, a pretty distant second, was workforce training and hiring and retaining your workforce. Because at the same time they're trying to find efficiencies, one of the things they said about dealing with the budget freeze or the sequestration is they're not hiring staff. There is a hiring freeze. So that was the second biggest kind of way they're dealing with it. So I think it's less, not just that there's data, but how do you best use that data? And do you have the right people who have the right tools? And I think that's still the biggest challenge that many are facing.
And it looks like the disposal of real property is a high priority for 2013 for a lot of the CFOs. And is that because OMB is pushing to get rid of buildings, or is it beyond that?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, it's the administration priorities always rank high because that's all where the focus is. You know, when I spoke with Danny Werfel as part of this series for a multiple-part interview, one of the things he said is that, you know, when they talk about discussions at the CFO Council, it's not about internal controls very often anymore. It's not about, well, you know, on section 2 of page 35 on A123, let's talk about the way we do X. It's really more about, okay, how do we get financial management pieces in order? So that's where real property comes in. That's where, you know, disposing of you know, doing better around improper payments comes in, and shared services comes in. And we just saw a couple memos from OMB around those issues, shared services, and what they call, you know, the freezing the footprint memo.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, from this survey, did you learn anything about what it's like in the CFO's department in terms of dealing with sequestration?
Yeah, obviously that's part of the survey what we addressed because we knew it was coming. So a couple things that stood out. Number one, about 80% of the CFOs who answered said that their budget will be reduced in 2013. At the time we were doing the survey, the Congress hadn't quite passed their budget, so they were just kind of looking forward. Most said that the reduction would be less than 10%, though a couple people did say between 10 and 20%. And then when you get into the sequestration point perspective, one of the things I thought was interesting we asked was, how's the communication by OMB? You know, has their memos and other ways been enough? And they, and interestingly enough, they thought, you know, 62% said yes, they were helpful. Two people or 15% said they were adequate, and three people said they were disappointing. So then we asked, well, how are you communicating with your own agency? And 100%, every one of them said, through memos and emails to the entire staff. So I thought that was interesting that they weren't quite excited about necessarily OMB's process. I mean, they said it was helpful, but then they're doing the same thing. So I think that sequestration obviously has been front and center for a long time. And I think, you know, I get the impression at least that a lot of people, you know, based on the comments that we received, as part of the question and answers, is they're ready to move on to the other things.
And Jason, in talking to the CFOs, do you find that beyond the data, qualitatively, they feel involved in agency operations, in the mission delivery? Because ultimately, that's the greatest service they can render, is to use their financial expertise for mission delivery. Do they do that?
I think so. And I think one of the things that stood out throughout the entire survey and then the answers was the idea of this data. First, you know, we asked the question about using risk-based decisions, true, agree or disagree. 77% said they agreed with that statement. So that means they're saying, okay, what does the data show and how does that apply to risk? What risk is the agency incurring if they make this decision, and how does the data support that? So then we actually asked about where is the financial data having the biggest impact for better decision-making. And it was almost across the board the same. About 60 to 70% all said for budget, for program, and for personnel decisions, they're using data, you know, in those ways. And we asked them to rank that. So first is just check off the mark. Number one ranked issue was budget decisions. Number two was program. Number three was personnel. But interestingly, they were all the same number. So it seems like that the people who answered all basically said we are doing this, you know, in a better way. We're using the data in a smarter way to meet our needs. And when we did also ask whether their agency needs, you know, software people or more better contractor support or nothing, the biggest, again, goes back to employee training to understand performance data and how best to use it. Now, one last piece to tap into this. We asked, you know, we said agree or disagree, or how would you rate your role as improving, as helping to improve the performance management of their agency? And 85% said that their role is actually growing in that area. So I think all this points to the fact that data, the risk management piece, and then the changing nature of the CFO's role, again, getting away from the bean counter, getting away from the person with the calculator, and getting to that bigger role of working with agencies to make better decisions.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.